I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your prayers, for your hospitality, for your love, and for your care. May God bless all the organizers of these meetings and all the hosting ministers who have made it possible for these meetings to succeed. Yeah, today I also take your greetings back to Kenya. We love you. I welcome you to our home here in Kenya. God willing, we have also a convention on the first week of December. So I also extend the hand of invitation to the ministers here in Malawi. Thank you so much. We shall open our Bibles in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 41.
Genesis 41.
We shall read from verse 43 to 44. 44. Genesis chapter 41.
Genesis 41.
Verse 43 to 44. In the name of Jesus, I will read. And he made him to ride in the second chariot, which he had, and take right before him, bowed a knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt.
Ndipo anamkwenza iye mgaleta wake wachiwiri amene anali naye. Ndipo anafula pasogolo pa iye gwadani. Ndipo anamukhazika iye wolamulira dziko lonse la Egupto. Ndipo Farao anati kwa Yosefe, ine ndine Farao. Ndipo popanda iwe palibe munthu aliyense azatukula zanja lake kapena mwendo wake mdziko lonse la Egupto.
Genesis chapter 44.
Genesis 44.
Verse 1 and 2.
Ndime yoyamba ndi achiwiri.
44 verse 1 and 2. And he commanded the stewards of his house, saying, fill the many sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his grain money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken.
Ndipo Yosefe anauza ansanyumba wake kuti, zazama tumba anthu awo ndi chakudya monga angathe kunyamula. Ndikuika ndalama za yense kukamwa kwa thumba lake. Nuike chikho changa, chikho cha siliva chicha. kukamwa kwa tumba la wang'onoyo pamozi ndi ndalama za tiligu zake. Ndipo iye anachita monga mama wana nena Yosefe.
I was sharing this morning is about the power of the second chariot and the power of the silver cup.
Mawa unolingalira togawana ndi mphamvu la galeta wachiwiri ndi mphamvu ya kikocha silver.
We can see it in the name of Jesus.
Koza kukhala mu zina la Yesu.
Amen. When I have entered this room,
pamene ndalowa mu chipinda chino,
My memory went back to one place where I feasted.
Ndeji kumbuso janga chinabwelela mbuyo malwa moza mimi namba ndakachezapo.
That was in Uganda in Karamoja.
Mene ko ndiku Uganda ku Karamoja.
When I entered that place called Iriri.
Pamene ndinalowa pamalwa mimi ochedwa Irire.
People cut out until there was no space.
Andu anasonkhana kufika munalibe malo.
So it is reminding me of that fellowship in Iriri in northern Uganda.
Ndezi kundikumbusa zayanjano zimenezo kumpoto kwa Irire wa ku Uganda.
Where our beloved Apostle John Mark was ministering.
Kumene okondedwa athu mtumwi John Mark anali kutumikira.
So we really appreciate the Lord who has given you the hunger to desire more of his word.
Ndedi kuyamikira mbuye pokupasani njala yokhumbira zochuluka za mawu ake.
It is not easy to get such a congregation in town.
Sizo phega ukakhando songana otere mtown.
But in villages,
kumamamizi,
there is still a hunger.
Munakalibe njala.
Because there is few ministers who reach the village churches.
Chifukwa pala zitumikochepa amena makafikira mipingo ya mizi.
But in the city many ministers are passing there until there is no space for ministry.
Koma mu mataoni azumika mbira mapita amene mpaka zitumike na malephera kuti atumikire.
So God bless you for such a hunger that you have for the word of God.
Kodero Mulungu akudaliseni chifukwa cha njala yotere muli nayo pa mawa mu.
So I will just remind you of my name.
Ndeni funa niko kukumbusani zina langa.
I'm called Wanjala Wanyama.
Ndima chulidwa Wanjala Wanyama.
That is my name that you cannot forget.
Limeno ndi zina langa chodero kuti musakathe kuyiwa.
So our sharing is about the power of the second chariot.
Chodero kugona kwathu kuli pa galeta wachiwiri mphamvu.
And the power of the silver cup.
Ndi mphamvu za chikocha silver.
The life of Joseph is a rich of deeper mysteries in the kingdom of God.
Moyo wa Yosefe uli ndi zinsizochuluka mu ufumu wa Mulungu.
We are not looking about the life of Joseph in prison.
Sidi kuyangana pa moyo wa Yosefe ali mundende.
But we are looking at the life of Joseph after he was taken out of the prison.
Koma tikuyangana pa moyo wa Yosefe iye atakulusidwa mundende.
Joseph was just a typology.
Yosefe analicho imira chabe.
He was representing the present church and the present elect in this time.
Iye amaimira mpingo pakali pano ndiyo sankhidwa apakali pano.
In chapter 41 verse 43.
Mudwa 41 ndi mayake ya 43.
Already Joseph was a victorious man.
Tawerenga kuti Yosefe anali mamuna wachipamba.
He has now ascended to power.
So pano wakwera kufika pamhamvu.
He was no longer a prisoner.
Yes, analiso wa mdende.
The Lord has set us free.
Ambuye warima sulaifi.
The word of God has set us free.
Ambuye arima sulaifi.
You are not a prisoner.
Inu siwa mdende.
You are a free man, a free woman.
Dinu mungu wa mfulu, mwama muna nwanka.
In the kingdom of the Lord Jesus.
Mufumu wa ambuye Yesu Christ.
And the king elevated Joseph.
Ndipo mfumu inamukweza Yosefu.
To the highest position in the land of Egypt.
Ukafikira pamalo wa pamamba mudi.
The same Lord who is the Lord Jesus. He's elevating you this morning. He's lifting you this morning. I don't care how about the past you have been passing through. The Lord is elevating you. The Lord is lifting you. The power that raised Christ from the grave.
Yeah.
He's also raising you. He's raising the people here. He's raising the ministry. He's raising sons and daughters of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And there is many things that the Lord did for Joseph. When he was now ascending to power, there is two things that the king gave Joseph. The first one is the second chariot. It was not the first chariot. It was the second chariot. Who now was possessing the first chariot? So for many years,
yes,
the king was using the first chariot, but the second chariot was there. No driver was there. No writer was there. It was waiting for Joseph. And for all those years, Joseph was in their homeland. And already the chariot, the second chariot, was in Egypt. So something must happen so that Joseph can be taken to Egypt, so that he can have ability to write the second chariot. The Lord has prepared mansions. Mansions are waiting for you. Good life is waiting for you. Good life. So something must happen on your physical body so that you can be transferred to that heavenly places in the mighty name of Jesus. So the chariot was waiting for Joseph. So what was the formula to make Joseph reach Egypt? His brothers must hate him. His brothers must sell him. And Paul said in the New Testament, all things, not some, all are working for your good, for those who love the Lord Jesus. So all things are working for your good, not for your part, but for your good. So I appreciate the prayers of Joseph for being allowed to help Joseph, so that he can be transported to Egypt and pass through all those stages, so that he can write the second chariot. The second chariot is for you. The second chariot is for me. For me to reach here, I had to pass through some conditions so that I can reach here to write a second chariot. The second chariot, there was no mechanic who was allowed even to check it. It was all perfect without any defect. So when Joseph ascended to power, the king gave him all things free. If there is any man who married and he got all things free, was Joseph. He was given a wife free. We don't know who paid the dowry. On the same day he came out of the prison, he was given a wife. He was given a ring. A chain in his you call it what, neck. And the wife came from a priesthood family. The father was called Potifera.
Mbambu wake amachudwa Potifera.
He did not marry a daughter of a farmer.
Sana kwa dile mwana wankazi wa mlimi.
God could not allow it.
Mungu saka na silo la isi.
He only allowed Joseph.
Anango mulola Joseph.
To marry the daughter of a priest.
Kuka kwa dile mwana wankazi wa nsaidi.
So all daughters who are here.
Ne anaka zosa
meni. You belong to a priesthood family.
Inunda abanja la isi.
So we artifice also. We artifice our sons. To marry the daughters of the priest. In a simple word, it means Christian. So Joseph was given a wife free. He was given a house free. He was given the second chariot free. And the wife and Joseph were riding the second chariot. And there was a big name written. In big capital letters. The second chariot preserved for Joseph. The second chariot was representing the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the second chariot. The second chariot was given Joseph for movement, for procuracy. To use it to collect food. And remember, a chariot is for warfare. So it was not a chariot for enjoyment. It was a military chariot. The name of Jesus is given for you for warfare. In the name of Jesus, every demon must go. Every weakness must leave. Every sorcery must go. The name of Jesus is not given for enjoyment.
He
is given for warfare. That is our second chariot. This morning, we are writing the second chariot. Don't play around. The second chariot is for you. The second chariot is here. When things are hard, climb the second chariot and turn right it. The impossible will become possible. The difficult condition will become easy. In the name of Jesus, we shall go forward. That is our second chariot. In the name of Jesus, we are more than conquerors. That is our second chariot. The second chariot lifted that woman who was having blood issue for 24 years. He received the revelation to climb on the second chariot. And when he touched the second chariot, the blood issue stopped. This morning, when you touch the second chariot, your problem will be solved. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are in a better position. We are in a better place. Writing the second chariot, we see a man by the name of Lazarus. He was in the grave for 4 days. The second chariot arrived on the fourth day. And the voice came from the second chariot. Where have you laid him? Where have you put him? Then he cried, Lazarus, come out of the tomb.
Hallelujah.
Then Lazarus came out by the power of the second chariot. We see a man by the name of Nicodemus. He was a teacher. And he was hearing the testimony about the second chariot riding in Israel. And it developed a hunger at Isaiah to write a second chariot. But he had no time coming in the daytime. So this second chariot waiter in the night, it is still writing. Waiter, it is daytime, it is still writing. And Nicodemus came and he visited the second chariot. And when he climbed the second chariot, the old questions of Nicodemus were answered. That you cannot see the kingdom of God unless you are born again. So he had the ability to use the second chariot. We see the man by the name of Abraham. He was down in Babylon worshipping idols, paganism. Paganism. But he received a revelation to write a second chariot. And the Lord spoke to Abraham. It was the voice of the second chariot. And Abraham stepped in the second chariot. Here he was writing for 25 years. Non-stop. Until he received the promise. And Isaac came. Also Isaac received a revelation to write a second chariot. Until he received what the Lord promised him. Then Jacob came on. And Jacob received a revelation to write the second chariot. Then he produced 12 sons. And among the 12 sons, it was only Joseph who received a revelation to write a second chariot. Also here in Malawi, you are a privileged people to receive revelation to write a second chariot. The second chariot is here. That second chariot is unstoppable. No power can stop it. That second chariot, there is no power from hell that can stop the work of the second chariot. In the name of Jesus, you are a more than conqueror in Christ Jesus. We are here on a very serious business, not playing around but writing the second chariot. To write the second chariot, you must be focused. You must be focused. You must be an expert driver who know how to maintain the highway. The highway, the way of the Lord. When you are on the second chariot, there is no deviation. There is no zigzag. It is a straight path. In the name of Jesus, you must go forward. In the name of Jesus, the weak must be strong. In the name of Jesus, those who are alone must be raised up. In the name of Jesus, your ministry will go forward by the power of the second chariot. The enemy who was surrounding Egypt were fearing the second chariot. For 7 years, when Joseph was writing the second chariot, there was no farmer There was no peaceless man who could stop the second chariot from entering the farm of the peaceless man. It had the power to enter anywhere. In the name of Jesus, you have power over every condition. No situation can stop you because you are a son and a daughter under the power of the second chariot. Praise the name of the Lord. The second chariot is not stagnant. It has power to make you move. After this meeting, we must see your progress. We must see your growth. We must see you moving from glory to glory, from power to power, from anointing to anointing, by the power of the second chariot. The minister must see eye to eye. In all the 7 years, when Joseph was collecting food, there was no envy. There was no jealousy. There was only love. There was only fellowship. And people kept their food willingly. Keep your life willingly for the service of the Lord. Keep your ministry willingly for the service of the Lord. Keep your gift willingly for the service of the Lord by the power of the second chariot. So we see here two sisters. One was called Tabitha. Tabitha was a sister. When he looked at the needs of the church, the other name is Dorcas. Then he received a revelation to make comments for the saints. He received a revelation. No preacher preached to him. There was no deacon who cared for her alone. She saw the need of the saints, and she started making comments for the saints. Do something for the Lord. Do a service for the Lord. Do something for the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everywhere we have been passing, we see a lot of trees growing around.
Yes.
But in most of the churches, I see that we are lacking seats to
see.
You mean you younger people, when you were in school, you did not learn any arts of making chairs? If you can cut some of the branches and make a chair and bring here, that is doing a service for the Lord. That is the way of tapping
presence.
So you come here, you are closed so smartly, but you don't have nowhere to sit. Why can't you come with your seat? Then you play the church by sitting on that seat. Then you leave it here as a gift. Then the Lord will bless you. How can you sit on a very comfortable seat in your house and you come in the house of the Lord? Then you sit on a stone. It means there is something wrong. You need to ride a second chariot. The second chariot will move you from level to level, from power to power. It will make you to support the work of God by the gift that you have, by the ministry that you have. Then it will make the work of the deacons easy.
Yeah.
Deacon ones also have a heart to receive the message and then be perfected.
Matiko na makane untima ulandi la utenga kumama and hama apeseka kuda kufutidwa nao.
But in many areas we are punishing the deacons by making them peace outside without hearing the word of God.
Maderambi tima apanikisa matiko ni utimuzenda enda kunja kosa mvefisendu
utenga. Let us write 32nd chariot.
Inde iyo asali ndufu kwela nao kredo chibu.
When we write a second chariot, things will be easy in the church.
Zintu sika zopeka
mtiko. Administration will be easy. The work of the pastor will be so easy. The work of the ministry will be so easy. So Toric has received the revelation to write the second chariot. Then the enemy was not happy. So he did some funny things upon the life of Toricus. Then Toricus died. The other name is Tabitha.
Zina linani Tabitha.
Then the church came together.
Then pingo nasonga na balimu.
And they called Peter, who was their pastor.
Ndipo anamwita na Petro amena analimbusha.
They did not call Peter to come and preach in the funeral of Toricus.
Sana mwitane Petro kuti abwera alike pa maliro a Toricus.
They told Peter, you are not coming to preach for funeral.
Sana muse pita kuti
you are coming here to raise Toricus.
Wabwera pano kuti usamuzuse Toricus.
That was the hardest challenge for Peter.
Iro linali vuto lolimbisisa kwa Petro.
Amen. They did not call another man.
Sana itane mwamu.
They called Peter. Then Peter was wondering, how can I raise this woman? Then the saints were crying, we need a service of Toricus. Also here we need Toricus. We need a service of Toricus. We need a service of Tabitha. Tabitha must rise again. Tabitha must rise again. Toricus must rise again. Sarah must rise again.
Sarah.
So when Peter arrived, he was already anointed. Not to parry Tabitha, but to resurrect Tabitha. The ministry must be anointed. To raise characters in the church, which will make the church to move forward. Which will make the work of God to move forward. Then when Peter stood up, by the power of the second chariot, he called Toricus back to life. And many people were very happy. This is the time for the things that has been taught in your ministry. By the power of the second chariot, rise up again. By the power of the second chariot, let your love rise up again. By the power of the second chariot, let fellowship rise up again. Then Toricus came back to life. Praise the name of the Lord. There was another soldier in the second Kings who died, and people were moving quickly to go and bury him. When a person falls in the church, don't be in a hurry to put him outside the church. Give him time. So people were in a hurry going to bury a fallen soldier. But heaven was not in a hurry. When heaven looked down, he said, but this man must come back to life. And when that man fall down, the enemies now had the opportunity to come and raid the things in Israel. But when the men were in a hurry, they saw the enemy coming. Because the enemy was using the cup of that fallen man. And they recognized another hole somewhere. So they took the dead man and threw him inside the hole, thinking that after the enemy has come, we shall come and take him and go and bury him forever. As soon as the man stepped on the bones of Elisha, the man stood up on his legs. In the name of Jesus, we shall stand up upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Hallelujah. Anything that has a beginning, it has the end. There is many people in the Bible who were given opportunity to write the second chariot. I will take another last character who is our current prophet. When he was born in this world, he was given opportunity to write the second chariot. He was taken out of the Baptist church by the power of the second chariot. Then he started baptizing people in the name of Jesus, which is the second chariot. All miracles were done by the power of the second chariot. Even when he was bringing the revelation of the seven seals, it was the power of the second chariot. When he was bringing the revelation of the seven of the seven church angels, it was the power of the second chariot. By the power of the second chariot, Brother Branham visited many places. By the power of the second chariot, the blind were opening their eyes. But when people came in this message, instead of writing the second chariot, they are quoting the second chariot, but just stuck in and where they are. No progress, no movement, no growth. Just saying, oh, Brother Branham said. Brother Branham was not just saying. He lived what he said. He manifested what he said. This is the time of manifestation by the power of the second chariot. The fivefold ministry, when Brother Branham finished his work, it pleased the Lord to take him home. And the fivefold ministers are now writing the second chariot. The ministry must go forward. The message must go forward. No more stagnation. No more stagnation. We are here by the power of the second chariot. When the church in the book of Acts, they were meeting daily, and they increased in goods, they increased in money, they increased in power, they increased in provision by the power of the second chariot. We need to write the second chariot. The second chariot is for you. Don't just stay at the second chariot, but climb the second chariot. In the book of Acts, there was a man by the name of Philip. He was having revival in Samaria. Then the Spirit of the Lord took Philip, because there was another man reading the Bible, who was our brother from Africa here.
Africa,
from our neighboring country Ethiopia. He was coming from Jerusalem, reading the Holy Scroll, but he was not understanding. Then the second chariot anointed Philip that you are the man who will be taken to go and ride on that man's chariot to assist him so that he can move to the next level. And miraculously, Philip was transported in a miraculous way. So the deacons thought that Philip had gone for a short call. Because the meeting was still on. And he mysteriously disappeared.
Amen.
For a short period of time, he had already baptized the Ethiopian
eunuch
and returned back to the meeting by the power of the second
chapter.
That power, my brother, my sister, it has power to raise you. It has power to transform you. It will transform this church here. It will transform the ministers here in Malawi. It will change you. You will never remain the same. If you can ride the second chariot, you will never remain the same. In your marriage, when you ride the second chariot, you will never remain the same. In your business, when you ride the second chariot, for 7 years, the second chariot was non-stop. Was moving from glory to glory, collecting food. Even right now, the second chariot is not resting. It is moving ministers from country to country, from village to village, from place to place, to spread the good news, to spread the word of God, so that the church of the living God, the church of Jesus Christ, can be in a perfect condition. I admonish my brothers and sisters, don't focus on the current situation of your country. Focus on the second chariot. Don't focus on your weakness. Don't focus on the material things, but focus on the second chariot. While he was riding on the second chariot, there was another vessel that the king gave Joseph. It was called the silver cup. So the silver cup was waiting. Now we have done away with the second chariot. Let it continue to ride. Let us now come to the silver cup. In chapter
44,
we can repeat where we read. Genesis chapter 44.
Genesis 44.
Verse 1 and 2. And he commanded the stewards of his house, saying, fill the many sacks with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his grain money, and he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken.
Kuti zaza matumba anthu aondi chakudya monganga te kunyamula ndikuika ndrama za yese kukamwa kwa thumba lake niwike chikhochanga chikhocha silver chija kukamwa kwa thumba la wang'ono pamozi ndi ndrama za tiriku zake ndipo iye anachita monga mama wananena Yosefe.
Amen.
During the reign of King Solomon,
munthawi ya ulamuliro wa Solomon
used the cups of gold.
Solomon, and Gagwis and Shito,
they were many.
Zinalipo zambiri.
But Joseph was given one cup.
Koma Yosefe anapasilwa chikojimuzi.
The silver cup.
Chiko cha silver.
But we have not been given the work of this one cup.
Koma ife sina basilwa nchitu ya chikojimuzi chomu.
This cup was not for a feaster. It was not for the use of the family of
Joseph.
It was not for the use of the children of
Joseph. It was
given for Joseph to use it as a typology for power.
Zinali cho apostle wa Yosef kuti azigwisa nchito moimirira mphamvu.
So we see when this cup was in the house of Joseph.
Ndeti kona kuti pamene chikho ichi chinali mnyumba ya Yosef.
Some strange things was happening on the family of Joseph in Canaan.
Zinthu zachirendo zinali kuchitika kubanja la Yosef mu Canaan.
Famine came in the land of Canaan.
Njala inabwera muziko la Canaan.
So we see the father of Joseph.
Ndeti kona apa abambaka Yosef.
All his remaining sons, which were
11.
Take your tongues and go to Egypt. So that you can buy food. To sustain the family. And they took their money. They started a long journey. Coming down to Egypt.
Kusigira kumusi kwa Egypt.
To buy food.
Kukagula chakuja.
When they reached Egypt.
Pamina nafika kwa Egypt.
Joseph was the governor of the land.
Yosef anali governor la waziko.
He was the governor of the land.
Iye anali governor la waziko.
But they did not recognize him.
Koma sana muzindigira.
But Joseph recognized him.
Koma Yosef anazindigira yu.
Jesus is the master of all.
Yeah, Yesu ndi mbuye wa zose.
He knows all.
Ama ziwa zose.
But the problem is you and me.
Koma vuto ndi inu ndi.
We don't recognize the power of Jesus.
Sisi mazindigira mhamvu ya Yesu.
We don't recognize that Jesus is the answer.
Sisi mazindigira kuti Yesu ndi yanko.
Joseph was the answer of famine.
Yeah, Yosef anali yanko lanja.
But his brothers were languishing in famine.
Koma bale yake anali kukulu kutika munjala.
Jesus is our superpower.
Yesu ndi mhamvu ya teba mhamba.
But we are down here on earth.
Koma ife dilipano mpaziku la pasi.
Languishing in famine.
Kuzuzika kukulutika ninja.
It is not a physical famine.
Sinjala ya tupi.
But it's a spiritual famine.
Koma njala ya uzimu.
Lack of getting enough word of God.
Kusoka kopeza mawo kwa nilamu.
So the father of the 11 brothers.
Nde abambo ana 11 yao.
He preached to his sons.
Anacho ndelera nake.
Arise and write your tongi.
Tazuka.
Also this morning, when you hear that there is food, there is a ministry that has come with spiritual food, don't sit at home. Arise with what you have. If you have a tongue, write your tongue. Do you know what your tongue is? Your tongue is your feet. Arise and start going towards the direction of food.
Yamba ni kuenda kupita kumene kuli chakujao.
They were writing their tongues.
Iyo anali kukwela buru wao.
They were not using helicopters.
Iyo sama gwisa njito helo.
They were not using aeroplanes.
Iyo sama gwisa njito ndege.
During that time,
Mtawi meyo,
there was no WhatsApp.
Munalibe WhatsApp.
No telephone.
Pwanda ma telephone.
They were depending on verbal communication.
Iyo ama soike kuti azimva uthenga wapa.
But in their weakness they were moving.
Koma
towards the land of Egypt. In our weakness we are moving. With money or without money, you must rise up and continue moving. Whatever you have in your hand, use it to move. In the name of Jesus, they finally reached Egypt. They were not looking to see the businessman in Egypt. They were not going to see the beautiful or highest building in Egypt. They wanted to see the governor of Egypt, whose name is Joseph, who was the governor of the land of Egypt, who was in charge of all the storehouse. Our Lord Jesus is our current Joseph.
Yesu watu ndi Joseph wapakali pano.
He is in the church of all testos.
Iye ali mulamuliro wa nkhokwe zonse.
Testos of revelation.
Nkhokwe ya mavumbulu.
Testo of fellowship.
Nkhokwe ya zianja.
Testo of prayer.
Nkhokwe ya mapemphero.
Testo of anointing.
Nkhokwe ya kuzosa.
Testo of power.
Nkhokwe ya mphamvu.
He has power over them all.
Iye ali ndi mphamvu pa zonse.
Then Joseph was speaking to them through a translator.
Yosefe anali kuyankhula kwa iwo kupyolera mothandauzira.
He was speaking to them through a translator.
Amayankhula kwa iwo kupyolera mothandauzira.
Translator represented the ministry.
Watu othandauzira uyu akuyimirira utumiki.
Jesus is speaking to you through preachers.
Yesu amayankhula kwa inu kuzolera mwatumiki.
Who are bringing the same word.
Amene akubweresa mawu omweyo.
The same revelation.
Vumbuluso lomwelo.
And the translator was not missing anywhere.
Ndipo othandauzira uyu samala kuisa paliponse.
He was bringing the word of God in purity.
Amabesa mawa Mulungu awa mwangwiro.
Then the man kept their money.
Ndiye amuna anapereka ndama za.
Every man was carrying a lot of sacks.
Mamuna wina sana renyama matumba mbi.
According to his need.
Molingana ndi kusoeka kwake.
Also our heart is not the same. We have come with different condition of the heart.
Kodelo so mitima yathu ndiyo siyana. Kabwera ninye ngozo sena siyana za mitima yathu.
The heart is your sack.
Mtima wanuo ni tumbalami.
Some sack are made of nylon.
Matumba yena anabangidwa ndi nylon.
Some are made of sizo.
Ena anabangidwa ndi khonje.
Some are made of different material but they were sacks.
Ena anabangidwa ndi zipangizo sena siyana kuma useo matumba.
Some have come here with a heart.
Ena abwera pano ndi mtima olemedwa.
Some have come with a rejoicing heart.
Ena abwera ndi mtima okondwera.
Some have come here with difficulties.
Ena abwera pano ndi mavuto.
But we shall put in that sack of food.
Koma mumatumba meyo tika mosakudya.
What is needed is food.
Chimene chikusoweka ndi sakudya.
I don't care what kind of material is your sack.
Ine sindi kusamala kuti thumba lanu lo ndi mazida zangu.
What I want to know is will carry this food pack to your home.
Koma chimene ndifuna kungofone sasa kuti manyamwa zokudya izi kupita.
So they took out their sack.
They are not rusa matumba.
And they were not ashamed.
Ndipo sama jira manyazi.
Some socks were so dirty.
Ena matumba wanalo okuda.
Because of the journey.
Chifuwa cha ule ndo.
But food was put inside.
Koma chakudya chinayikidwa benkazimo.
And they were not allowed for themselves to put food inside.
Ndiye sama loledwa kuti okhazika chakudyachi.
Joseph assigned a steward.
Yosefe analemba ntchito okwira analamulira okwira ntchito.
So you present your socks. Then you stand aside.
Demu ime pambali.
Then it was the work of the steward. Then
ali mchito ya uthandizira
mnyumba. To take food.
Kukatenga chakudya.
From the store.
Kuchokera kunkhokwe.
And it was not a closed store.
Ndesi inali nkhokwe yosegula.
It was an open store.
Inali nkhokwe yosegula.
The Lord has already opened his word.
Mulungu wasegula kale mawu ake.
In Revelation chapter 4.
Mulchifumbuluso 4.
The Bible says come up higher.
Yeah, Bible
there was a door opened in heaven.
But it's come.
This is the time to go higher. The door has already opened for us. The opening of the word of God. So each man is sacks.
Were
filled with food. Then they loaded their tongues. Before loading their tongues, Joseph commanded that steward. After filling every man's sacks, return their money and then tie that sack.
So
their money was returned. It was showing if you support the work of God, there is many rewards that the Lord will reward you. He will bless you. He will add you. He will increase you. So while they were in the middle way, they decided to open one of the Pasaka to see if the food was in that. Surprisingly, there was money in the mouth of that sack. And they thought maybe it was just a mistake. When they reached home, they opened their sacks. And in each sack, there was food and money, showing that in this spiritual channel, we need money and we need food. To spread the gospel, we need the Holy Ghost. Also, we need money. You cannot tell it a driver of you call what here public transport. You call it what? Minibus. You cannot tell it a driver of the minibus. Okay, the Holy Ghost has spoken to me that I should use this minibus to go to Lilongwe. You will be beaten, but you have the Holy Ghost. So that is misusing the word of God. So we need money, but also we need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Going in the shop, you are full of the Holy Ghost, but you need money to give the shopkeeper so that you can take what you want. Even in during the time of Jesus, one time the government officials came upon them.
Now we na adindo abo manabila pa yo.
That now for 1 year your church has not remitted the taxes.
Agudi sobano guajaga ya tasobano pingo anu sugu sugu dulam songo.
So they came to Jesus.
They anafika kwa Yesu.
And asked him.
Bigu mufusa.
Does your church pay taxes?
Kodi pingo ago umadulam songo.
He said yes.
Anadi yinde.
We must give Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And then he told Peter, not Judas. Because Judas was a thief. And all the money that was king given as offering, he was stealing. So God looked at that church and he created another pang called fish pang. Fish.
Somba yoguti sunge dalama.
So he put money in the mouth of the fish.
There are
where Judas cannot reach.
Kumene Judas isanga fikireko.
Judas has no revelation concerning that pang.
There Judas is analibe fumburuso ya panki.
And the fish was deep in the water in the sea.
There somba hi inali pansi mnyanja.
Waiting for the right season.
Iguembeke sera nyengo yenera.
Your season is coming.
Nyengo yanu ikubera.
Don't hurry things.
Musa fulumire pazi.
Your season is coming. Don't be in a hurry. Wait upon the Lord. Then he commanded Peter, take a hook, not a net. Peter was an expert using the net, not a hook.
But
this time, he was told, don't take a net. Take a hook. Maybe you could start giving reasons. You know, I am not used to the hook. Which means that Peter was walking with a hook in his pocket. Because it's not to go and borrow the hook. When Jesus told him, take the hook, it was already available. Then he took it, and then he went straight to the sea. And Jesus told him, the first fish that will be hooked, that is the fish, raise it out of the water, then open the mouth, then take out money and come and pay for us all. So the fish was waiting for Peter. Other fish were laughing at that extraordinary fish. Other fish were feeding on 30 mat waters in the sea.
Somba zina zimanyepa zindu zokufa munyanja.
But the mouth of that fish was closed to anything that belongs to the sea.
Koma somba ipakamwa pake panasekedwa pachiri chose chimene.
You must close your mouth to the things of the world.
Ubeleka kuseka pakamwa panu kuzindu za muziko.
You must close your ears to the things of the world.
Ubeleka kuseka makutu anu kuzindu za muziko.
You must close your tongue to the words of this world.
Mukweneka kuseka lilime lanu kumawa muziko hili.
Then the fish was taken out.
Ndiye somba inadurusidwa.
That was a wonderful time for that fish.
Iyo inali nthawi yodabwisa kwa somba.
It was going to support the work of the Lord.
Imapita kukathandiza ntchito yambo.
Then the coin was taken out of the fish mouth.
Kobiri inachosedwa musomba imene.
When Judas looked at that coin, he regretted and said, oh, if I could have known.
Pamene Judas anaona kobiri imene ananongoneza.
I could have taken that coin and I could be the richest minister, dominating other ministers. But it was not given for Judas. It was given for Peter. And Peter retained his hook. So many ministers were going to Peter. Please, Peter, your hook is a mysterious hook. Can you lend me?
O Pedro, mbeza yako ni mbeza ya jisisa ya panga sodabisa. Kono ngaribereke.
Because they thought that the hook of Peter could hook only a fish which has a coin.
Chifukwa yo amalinga ya kuti mbeza ya Pedro hii ingaweze somba yo kayo mene indi ama.
And sure that hook was ordained to hook only the fish which has a coin.
Ndiye so mbeza hii napa ngido kuti ingaweze somba yo kayo mene indi ama.
Today,
Lelo,
when ministers see another minister being used by the Lord, they will try also to imitate. I cannot imitate another minister's ministry. I have my hook. I will use my hook. If another one is using the net, glory to God. Because the net will bring many fish. But among those fish, there is no fish with a coin. But your ministry can have one believer. They are not many. But he has a coin. So you give God glory. Then you move forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. So don't imitate another man's ministry.
Amen.
I feasted one place.
Dinagajezelapo maloena.
Yeah, in another country.
Muziko lina.
I feasted there with my brother who is now is now sleeping.
Nagajeza kumene kundi mbali wanga amene sopano ali kugona.
It was far.
Nalikale.
And when we reached there,
never made.
I have never seen a slow sister like that.
In
a he started cooking breakfast at 5 a.m.
Mlongochedwa anayamba kupika kazusa jama 5 koloko.
But we were getting breakfast at 12 noon.
Koma timaja kazusa mine yo 12 koloko.
When he started cooking lunch,
pamina anayamba kupika chakudya cha
masana. We were getting lunch at 6.
Timaja chakudya cha masana cho 6 ya mazulo.
18 hours.
Sisko ku mazulo.
I said really it is a gift.
Nadi ndi tudi ni pastor.
You cannot hurry her. It is a special gift.
Simungamu mupangise changu.
So it was teaching us patience.
Amatiphunzisa ife chipiriro.
Amen.
You can, so if you take such a sister,
ndinga nimunga mutenge mulongotere,
and then you yoke her with another sister who takes it 10 minutes already tea is cooked.
Ndiye ndikumutenga ndikumulumikizisa ni mulongo wina amene pa 10 minutes yokhama khalawa konzakale tea.
They will repeat trouble in that kitchen. They will fight one another. So allow everyone to use his own instrument. That is why the minister of Peter, maybe many were questioning Peter, why are you walking with a hook everywhere? Everywhere you change cloth, you change the hook, you change cloth, you change the hook.
But
Peter was telling them, you wait, you will see. So they were are misunderstanding Peter. Even in our time, many ministers are misunderstanding us. Why are you not preaching as Brother Branham? But I am preaching like him. He preached the Bible. He preached the open word. In America, the condition was different. Here in Malawi, the condition is different. But we are using the same hook. Taking the fish which has a coin. And the fish was taken out. That was a special ministry for Peter. So we call Parker to the silver cup. So the brothers of Joseph, they ate their food and completed it. And the father commanded them again, take the money and the money that you returned and go to the governor of Egypt. Buy another portion of food. So they went back again. It was showing when you have heard the word of God. When you have heard the word of God, don't sit at home. Continue coming to the storehouse to get more food, to get more strength, to get more power, to get more anointing, to get more love. Don't sit at home. Continue coming. The prayers of Joseph, they did not stop coming. They continued coming. Coming to the governor. The governor of Egypt. Continue asking. Continue praying. Continue petitioning. Don't stop your prayer. Don't stop the work of God. Don't stop listening to the word. When they arrived to the governor of Egypt, they bowed down and rose up. And Joseph was very happy remembering that vision. The 11 stars bowing, and the sun was now, the sun and the moon must come also. But the 11 stars were bowing. This time, those who are despising you, they will bow before you. In the name of Jesus, they will bow before you. Those who are hating you, they will bow before you. Those who have been against you, they will bow before you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And when they now stopped bowing, Joseph asked them, what have you come for? They said, sir, we have come for food, but we are sorry. We did not keep our money. A miracle happened, what we don't understand, and the money was found in our packs. The same miracle is happening in your heart right now. Things are changing inside you, but you are not aware. But things are changing right now. As you listen the word of God, even back at home, things are changing right now. Even in your family, things are changing right now. Even in your business, things are changing right now. Not tomorrow, but right now. And those who are listening, things are changing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Things are changing right now. In the spirit world, things are changing right now. In your local churches, things are changing right now. They will never remain the same. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So Joseph looked at him. And he said, the vision is not complete. Where is the sun? Where is the sun? Where is the moon? But the 11 stars were powering. But the vision was not yet complete. Also, there are many things in your life which are not complete. There are many things in your life which are not complete. You are not an ordinary person. You are not an ordinary man. You are not an ordinary Christian. Things must be complete. And Joseph was waiting to see the sun and the moon. So what will cause the sun to come? What will cause the moon to come? It was the power of the silver cup. It was the power of the silver cup. It was the power of the silver cup. It was not now the chariot, but it was the power of the silver cup, which must make the last of the sons of Joseph to of Jacob to come. So Joseph looked at him and he said, I need Benjamin here. And how can Benjamin come here? I need my father here. I need also my mother here. I need the whole family here. Today, my brother, my sister, many of our pastors today, our children are not believing. It is not our fault. We put them in dedication in the church. We gave the best we can. But they are not believing. Don't continue to worry. We shall use a silver cup. A silver cup will bring them. Give them time. The silver cup will bring them. What brought Benjamin back? It was not a chariot. It was a silver cup. So Joseph commanded, give them food. Return their money. And put my silver cup in the sack of
Benjamin.
And then tie it. And release a man to go. So the steward did like that. Our steward is the Holy Ghost. He knows what he can do. He knows what is best for you. He knows what is suitable for you. He is doing the work inside your sack. So the silver cup was taken. It was showing the power of attraction. The power of fellowship. It was not put in the sack of Reuben. It was not put in the sack of another brother. It was put in the sack of Benjamin. Benjamin was the last one.
Benjamin,
we are at the end time. The last one. The end time. The last report. That is why you have more work to do than that of the first report. You have more difficulties in this age than that of the first report. So the cup was taken and put in the sack of
Benjamin.
The Lord took his precious message and put inside your heart in this last church age. Then Benjamin started a journey back. Instead of remaining with the governor,
Mayomo kala bendi governor lai.
He was going away from the governor.
Amapita kutali ndi governor.
Amen.
We normally come for fellowship. We receive the presence of God. We receive a lot of blessings. Then we return to our normal condition at home. Instead of retaining that condition, we return to our ordinary condition again. Then Joseph said, from today, Benjamin will not go back to that condition again. He waited for them when they were a halfway journey. Then he sent an expert called a steward. And the
Bible
said he went and overtook them. It was showing overtaking anointing. This is the time that you sons and daughters of God receive overtaking anointing. Overtaking anointing. Overtake every problem on your way. Overtake every stagnation on your way. Don't hoot at them and stop. Overtake them and go. Overtake failure and go. Overtake sickness and go. Overtake any weakness and go. So the man was suffering overtaking anointing. Then he overtake them and stood in front of them. Then he waved to them and said, stop. They all stopped. They stopped their conversation. This is the time that the Lord is stopping any nonsense. The Lord is stopping any evil conversation. Things that have been disturbing the church must stop. In the mighty name of Jesus. Then he told them, why are you paying evil for good? They started asking, what has happened? You have stolen the silver cup of my master. Then instead of waiting upon the Lord so that they can be given what to speak, they were in a rush. Then one of them said, okay, let me speak on behalf of the whole congregation. So anyone who will be found with that silver cup, let him die. Then the steward said, okay, let it be according to your word. Don't confess negative things. Don't confess weakness. Don't say, we here in Malawi are poor. You are not poor. You are not poor. You are a rich. Say you are a winner. You are a son of God. A daughter of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are a sign and a wonder. You are not an ordinary person. Then the steward said, this is the altar. We shall start checking from the eldest. And we shall finish with the youngest. Then Reuben opened his sack. So they checked. No silver cup. They tied the sacks. They checked the second son. But the steward already know that the sack of Benjamin was having a silver cup. So today, the Holy Ghost is searching. From the pioneers of the message to the last elect, those who will come tomorrow, the Holy Ghost is searching. Allow him to search. Allow him to search your life. Allow him to search your ministry. Allow him to search you. Then when they reach the tenth person, there was no silver cup. So the one who rushed to speak, he was very happy. Ah, no, there's nowhere the silver cup would be. So they arrived to the last bone. The last bone is you and me. So they have arrived to us. This is our time. This is our season. The Lord is searching. The Lord is searching. And inside the first sack, no silver cup. The second sack, no silver cup. But already he had known where he had put it. So the last sack, when he opened the sack, a silver cup fall out. They were all surprised.
Yo, sanada bisika.
Overtaken by surprise.
Oh, anapa mna, anapa mbana kudaba kwake.
At home they have given a foul.
Kunyumba na raba sidwa langizo.
Unless
kupatula,
you return with Benjamin.
Mugabulia naye Benjamin.
Jacob was saying, I will die.
Yakobo akuti.
Because his brother is already dead.
Chifukwa nchimene wake anafa kale.
And they gave a foul.
Ndipo iyo analumbira
lumbira. The governor said we must go with Benjamin.
The governor said fetane kukupita ndi Benjamin.
And here,
ndipo pano,
another one has also given a rash foul.
Wina so waperekaso kulakwisa.
Any pot who is found with that cup,
wina lesa amene apeseke ndi cup,
let him die.
Mumusi afe.
And the one they were talking about, he was the beloved of Jacob. Then they were surprised. And then the steward said, you continue the journey. Let my prisoner accompany me back to the headquarters of the governor, because he is a thief. He stole my master's silver cup. They all now, they all at first one another. We cannot go.
If
we shall all return.
If it
is to die, if it is to die, we shall die all of us.
If it was
that was a wonderful fellowship. We shall all go.
If it was
no one will be lost. We shall all go.
If it was
and support the one who are weak. Then the steward told them, no, let the one who has a silver cup go.
Oh, I must send you a cup.
But you continue. They said no.
You are not dying.
We are all prisoners.
If it wasn't done, then
the silver cup made them prisoners. Today, the Lord has put in our heart the power of the silver cup. This silver cup is the precious message you have today. The silver cup did not come to make us to have divisions. It came to make us one. It came to make us return back to our governor, who is the Lord Jesus. The governor of today is our Lord Jesus. They all returned in one accord. They all returned praying. They all returned fellowshipping. Saying, God have mercy. They left their money there. They left their luggage there. Leave your weakness there. Leave it at the cross. Leave it at Calvary. And continue moving forward. There is a higher plan. There is a higher dimension.
When
you are moving, then they arrive to where the governor is. The governor said, only the man who has a silver cup is my prisoner. And he asked them, don't you know that I am a prophet? And that silver cup is the one which I use for prophecy. Don't you know that the message we have is the message of prophecy? Why are you playing around with the silver cup? Why are you misusing the silver cup? Why are you using the silver cup? Cup to hit
others.
It is the silver cup which Joseph was using for drinking. Drinking his wine. This message came to bring fellowship. To bring us together. To bring us in the unity. To bring us in one faith. To bring us into one fold. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Then Joseph interrogated them. Then they were saying, you know this one whom you are now holding is the only son who is remaining. His brother died long time ago. But they were talking with the one whom they were suspecting he died. Also Jesus, you think that he died. But the Bible says he rose again. So is he here?
He's
here. He's in your life. He's in you. He's in the ministry. He's in your marriage. He's in your ministry. He's here. He's in America. In Africa. In Asia. In Europe. He's in the message. He's here. The same yesterday. Today and forever. He never changes. Then in chapter 45, we shall not read it there. Chapter 45, Genesis chapter 45, verse 1 and 2. Then Joseph could not refrain anymore. He cries. When the church has reached a perfect condition, heaven will not continue to hold Jesus. Heaven will release him. He will descend. He will come. He will descend to take away his beloved bride. Joseph could not refrain anymore. He went and cried. Why was he crying? Because of his last brother Benjamin. This end time church is very, very important to our Lord Jesus. The Bible says, without you, those who are asleep, they will not rise. So you are here, given great responsibility. Don't play around with this silver cup. Use it in a wise way. Use it in a wise way. Then Joseph returned and told them, I am Joseph, your brother whom you sold. Is my father still alive? They were all afraid. The Lord Jesus, in the opening of the seven seals, he told the bride in this end time, I'm Jesus, the same yesterday, today and forever. I'm still alive. Nothing can change my work. And the pride of Jesus, the pride of Jesus, must be very happy. They were all afraid, because they thought that now Joseph is going to kill us. Our Lord is full of mercy. We are living in a time of grace and mercy. Then Joseph commanded them, I want you to go back and bring my father so that the vision must be complete. And he sent also the ox cart with good things of Egypt to go and bring his father and the whole family of Jacob. The Lord has sent us good things, the faith of apostolic father, to bring us back to the original, to bring us back to the beginning. Then they went back rejoicing, and they told the father that governor is our brother Joseph, and Jacob could not believe. How can my son be a governor? How can Joseph be a governor? They said he spoke to us, and this is Joseph, and this is the evidence. He gave us these things to show you. We have many messages which was preached by Brother Branham as the evidence to show you that Jesus is alive, to show you that he's still the same as a day to end forever. So the silver cup, it brought Benjamin, it brought the 11 sons, it brought a packet of father, and the whole family were united to Joseph. As we shall be living in Malawi, let the silver cup unite the church, unite the minister, unite brothers and sisters in the mighty name of Jesus. May God bless you all.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For those who are not